Thanks, Peter. And now back to news. There have been a lot of charity fundraising events. The Big C benefited from a cycling tour to Norfolk, and solicitors firm Mills & Reeve have raised more than £12,000 for charity. However, what about a sponsored skydive by a 91-year-old?
Philip Goldsmith has proved that being a daredevil isn't just for the young. The 91-year-old jumped out of a plane at Beccles Airfield to raise money for the charity Age UK Norwich, becoming the oldest person to skydive at the UK Parachuting Centre. Mr Goldsmith from North Norfolk raised more than £500 for the charity through the Brave Dive. In total, 30 fundraising skydivers, sponsored by Age UK, raised almost £5,000 on the day. To keep healthy, perhaps for future skydives, Mr Goldsmith has a fitness routine. "I play table tennis 3 times a week for 2 hours at a time," he said. "The other players are all older people like myself, but they're good players, so it's quite a workout." This was Mr Goldsmith's first time jumping out of a plane. He served as an army driver in the Second World War, then worked for Barnard's Ironworks in the city.
Pedal Power could have fuelled a Big C cancer support centre for about 6 months after more than 1,300 riders took to the streets for the Bullard's Tour de Norfolk. Setting off from the Norfolk showground, riders donated at least £1 to Big C, which is celebrating its 35th anniversary, with many raising hundreds, if not thousands, of pounds through individual fundraising. Riders could take part in trails ranging from 20 to 100 miles, and their efforts could have raised between £8,000 and £10,000 to help the charity continue its work in Norfolk. Dan Bell, fundraising and events manager for Big C, said, "This is likely to be the largest public fundraiser we have this year, with the total amount raised still coming in. In other events, we might have 10 or 20 online donation pages, but for this event, we had 70, with some people raising up to £2,000 on one page alone. The main stories we hear are people doing the ride in honour of someone, and 9 out of 10 people who fundraise for us are doing it for a personal story. Cancer is so prolific now, it affects all of us. If we do hit £10,000, that is a huge amount of money and could fund one of our centres for 6 months."
A law firm has raised more than £12,700 for charity, in fundraisers from pancake flipping to donating clothes. The Norwich branch of national law firm Mills & Reeve, based at St James's Court, has raised money for Leeway. Leeway is a specialist domestic abuse charity that currently supports more than 9,000 adults, children and young people every year in Norfolk. Each year, staff at the law firm choose a local charity to support. Staff then spend the year raising money and supporting the charity in the most suitable way. Fundraisers this year included a sports day, baked cakes, dress-down days and desk decorating. As well as raising funds, the staff also gave practical support by donating toiletries, toys and clothes to the people who use Leeway services, as they are often forced to leave their homes with nothing. The total of £12,725 will be given to the Norfolk-based charity, which was set up by a group of women who recognised the need for a refuge in Norwich, the third such service of its kind in the country. The service has since expanded to meet the needs of all adults and children who experience domestic abuse.
St Mark's in Lakenham is proving that innovative technology and historic churches, despite their differences, really are the perfect match. To inspect certain out-of-reach areas of the church's tower for repair work, St Mark's employed a drone to take aerial shots of the building. Traditionally, tools like cherry pickers have been used for surveying the property. In this case, though, using a drone proved to be much simpler and cheaper. St Mark's made a successful bid to the Heritage Lottery Fund for a grant to make urgent repairs to the church tower. Before work actually starts, a thorough investigation had to be made and a detailed plan drawn up by the architect. Peter Phillips, St Mark's PCC treasurer, now sees a permanent place for drones in repair work on churches and other historic buildings. "I was most impressed by the whole operation. The quality of the pictures is superb, and it was all completed in an afternoon."
The Plantation Garden unveiled two key achievements made possible by its recent Lottery Fund award at an open day. Following major restoration work to the boundary wall paths and handrails, the upper walkway, which has been closed for several years, was formally reopened to visitors by the Lord Mayor of Norwich. The day also saw the launch of two educational booklets based on the garden designed by pupils and staff of Avenue Junior School. One, a 16-page children's guide, combines general information with visual trails, word puzzles and spot the difference challenges, and will be available to visitors from next year. The second, a comprehensive maths workbook based on features in the garden, will be available on request for visiting school parties to use with Year 5 groups.
Now we welcome Margaret Thompson with What's On.